martillo en su diario trabajar, y sobre el yunque sonoro metales de plata y oro quieren cantar, y sobre el yunque sonoro metales de plata y oro. Crisol del platero, hay algo de socavón, pues las llamas del mechero ya le están quemando entero su corazón, pues las llamas del mechero ya le están quemando entero su corazón. Filigranas y pulseras de su taller, sobre el pecho de su amada, rosas labradas le ha de poner. Sobre el pecho de su amada, rosas labradas le ha de poner. Sobre el pecho de su amada, rosas de plata labrada le ha de poner.
Alabanza del Platero, a song in praise of the silversmith, probably referring to a silversmith from northern Argentina who got the silver necessary for his work from the cities of Potosí and Oruro in Bolivia. A song composed, played and sung by Eduardo Falú, who celebrates his 90th birthday next year. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 11 o'clock now, and that means it's time for Thursday's Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Yes, indeed. Malagasy artist Lazany Morantsetra, also known as Buddy Sirene, with his ensemble, wishing you, me, all our Lake Junction listeners, and indeed the whole darn world, bon année. Happy New Year. I'm Max Reinhardt, and this is the very last Lake Junction of 2012. And of course, it comes complete with a special end-of-the-year musical surprise, which I'll reveal to a waiting world a little later on. Stay tuned. It's been a great year for Obama, and here's a band who obviously understand the weight that lies on his shoulders over the next 4 years. They are the Skeletons. They come out of the current blossoming of the New York City, Brooklyn scene, along with bands like Dirty Projectors and Gang Gang Dance. This is their Barack Obama Blues. Thank you.
reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Here comes a maiden with gold on her shoe. Open the south gate and let the new year through. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Chin. Open the east gate and let the new year in. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Comes a maiden with gold in her eye. Open the north gate and let the old year by. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine. Reducing residue, the water and the wine. Seven bright gold wise and the trumpets that shine.
A New Year carol from Waters and Carthy. Who else could it have been? And apparently none of them know the significance of the reducing residue chorus. That was how the lyrics went with the song, though, when it was handed to Norma Waterson by an old family friend. If you've any light to shed on the mystery, just email late.junction@bbc.co.uk or drop us a line to Late Junction, BBC Radio 3, Broadcasting House, Portland Place, London, W1A, 1AA. It'll be good to hear from you. Now, a little sprinkle of heartbreak over the festivities. It's a track from Steve Adie's new album, The Tower of Silence, recorded in a 19th century church in Edinburgh. And here he is, sharing fragile vocals with Helena McGilp, laughing.
I'll pay for your fare. Anything else would be absurd. And all that you bring, will we be laughing? That's been said.
Contrast for Piri, Yankum and Percussion Trio, featuring Hyosun Kang on Piri or Bamboo Oboe, Mayungsun Chun on Yankum, a hammered dulcimer, and the Percussion Trio, Sticking. One of the high points of 2012 for me was a music journey I took to Korea. On the first afternoon of our visit, we were taken to a beautiful small house in Seoul and instantly hooked when we watched Hyosun Kang in traditional dress play a range of piris, and many thanks to her for sending me her CD Juxtaposition, from which that came. It's always a pleasure to hear the work of Graham Fitkin. Here's a piece he wrote for percussionist Joby Burgess to be played on Xyla Synth, an electronic mallet controller. It's a 12-minute piece constructed entirely from vocal samples taken from speeches by George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld on topics which range from Guantanamo to Abu Ghraib. Over time, the deconstructed syllables morph into words and phrases. Chain of command.
Pant, 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 pant,
the beer, We Guards are trained to guard.
There is no dividing line.
Graham Fitkin's Chain of Command, performed by Joby Burgess on xylosynth, plus sampler and looper, assembled from speeches by George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. One of the highlights of this year's Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival were performances of the work of Irish composer Donacha Denehey. Here's the much-fated Australian New Yorker piano virtuoso Lisa Moore performing Denehey's Reservoir, a piece inspired by a Bill Viola video of a man gradually being submerged in water.
Thank you.
Norwegian trio 1982, who prosaically describe themselves thus: two old and one young guy, channel folk music through contemporary improvisation. That would be Nils Erklund on Hardanger fiddle, Sigbjørn Apland on harmonium, and Øyvind Skarbo on drums. There they were joined on a piece poetically entitled 4 Minutes by sublime old guy and lap steel virtuoso B.J. Cole. And so to our end-of-year musical surprise, Chilly Gonzalez. He's a wunderkind. Well, he's just turned 40, but to me that's a kind. He's from Canada, and he's excelled as an MC, as an electro producer, as a composer, a screenwriter, an actor, and as a virtuoso jazz pianist. We're about to drop in on 3 tunes from his solo set, recorded at a performance he gave with the BBC Symphony Orchestra at the Barbican in London in October this year.
Not bad, not bad.
A special surprise there from Lake Junction. Highlights from a solo Chilly Gonzalez set, recorded at the Barbican only 2 months ago as part of his concert with the BBC Symphony Orchestra. You just heard three of his pieces, Dot, followed by White Keys, followed by Minor Fantasy. Stay tuned for news of another Lake Junction surprise coming your way next Tuesday on New Year's Day. You're listening to the final edition of Lake Junction for 2012 on BBC Radio 3 with me, Max Reinhardt. You can meditate upon full details of all the music I'm playing tonight and even listen again to this programme whenever you wish. Over the next 7 days, just go to the Lake Junction homepage, which you'll find online within the BBC Radio 3 webpages. New music from Scotland now. Gaelic singer Joy Dunlop and up-and-coming fiddle harp duo Twelfth Day have created a song cycle which brings together contemporary music and poetry by an array of Scottish female writers. This is Coimhead Lad, or Watch Them, with words by poet Morag Ní Cumraí.
Es que vive got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, don't know now what I'm gonna do. I'm going down to Louisiana, gonna get me a mojo hand. I'm going down to Louisiana, get me a mojo hand. Such a beautiful being, like a queen. She was crowned by her daddy. I was there. Oh, come on now.
Final blues reinvention for this week, Voodoo Blues by Nicolas Repac, bringing us close to the end of the last Late Junction of 2012. Next week at 11 p.m. on New Year's Day, Fiona Talkington will be here with a titan of a special guest to kick off the year, John Paul Jones. He'll be sharing some live tunes and some favourite CDs with her. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll finish tonight's programme with three tunes to warm you up for New Year's Eve. What Are You Doing New Year's Eve by Rufus Wainwright, The Memorial of Chief K. Randall by the Nigerian Union Rhythm Group, led by Ambrose Campbell, the man who started modern Nigerian music, according to Fela Kuti, and finally, Sufjan Stevens with a seasonal favourite. Thanks for listening to Late Junction in 2012. Happy New Year from all of us, and here's to the great music we'll be sharing with you throughout 2013.
Couples we know. be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. To set us on our way tonight, another concert from the Marta Argerich Project at the 2012 Lugano Festival in Switzerland. The great Argentinian-born pianist gathering around her friends and fellow musicians wanting to learn from her. And the project takes the form of workshops and full performances. The repertoire's imaginative too. Piano quintets to come this concert by Turina, Mahler and Vaughan Williams. The concert itself from June 2012. And it began with a brief announcement of the recent death of the French pianist Brigitte Angéret before cellist Michel Maisky played this Bach sarabande.
Thank you.
the Sarah Band from Bach's Cello Suite No. 5. Cellist Misha Majski at the Marta Argerich Project in Lugano in June 2012. Well, before some of the younger players on the project take to the platform, Majski now with Marta Argerich herself. They've been performing together for decades. Here they are in Stravinsky's Suite Italienne, originally a violin and piano arrangement of parts of his ballet Pulcinella. The ballet itself is Stravinsky reworking pieces from the 18th century by Pergolesi, among others.